The next technique, using land contracts. This technique calls for the purchaser to pay for all or most of the property before he or she receives the legal title. In its simplest form, a land contract, which by the way is also known as an agreement for deed, a contract for deed, or an installment contract, these contracts work like a mortgage, except that the legal title does not pass to the purchaser until a specified number of payments have been made. This form of seller financing is quite popular in some parts of the country, yet practically unheard of in others. Theoretically, this technique provides additional protection for the seller in the event of default. If the purchaser does not make the payments as agreed, the land contract usually stipulates that the payments that have been made up to the date of the default are forfeited. In most states, the seller is required to foreclose on the contract through a process which is similar to foreclosure. This process affords some protection of the buyer's interest in the property. To provide notice of the agreement to a third party, the land contract or an affidavit and memorandum of agreement should be recorded in the public records. Land contracts specify the amount and number of the payments to be made. The payments are usually specified to be made monthly, with the money applied first to interest on the purchase price, second to charges such as real estate taxes, insurance, and special assessments, if any, and third to the unpaid principal balance of the purchase price. The contract might call for such payments to be made for an agreed-upon period of time, for example, 10 years, 1 year, or even as little as 30 days, before legal title passes to the purchaser. If the contract states that the legal title will pass to the purchaser before the principal balance is paid in full, a balloon payment will usually become due. However, the seller can take back a note in mortgage in lieu of the balloon payment if that's the negotiated agreement. For this technique, the situation is that you want to buy a property that has a mortgage for little or no money down, and the seller refuses to take back a wraparound mortgage. In addition, you might have bad credit. The seller is security-minded, but does not need to receive cash at closing and is interested in receiving a regular monthly income. The source is the seller. The strategy is to persuade the seller to accept a land contract on the property. Write the land contract so that it specifies that after making regular payments for a specific period of time, you will take legal title to the property. Let's take a look at an example. You have found a two-unit property that is listed for $200,000 on which there exists a first mortgage of $100,000. The monthly payment on the mortgage is $772. The owner is asking for a $30,000 cash down payment and has expressed a willingness to take back a wraparound mortgage for $170,000 at 9%. Through negotiation, you've convinced the seller to accept $180,000 for the property. You know that you can rent both units for a total of $2,400 per month. To use this technique, you would, first, persuade the seller to sell the property on a land contract. Second, persuade the seller to take a $25,000 down payment in the form of six semiannual payments of $4,167, each at 0% interest, beginning 6 months from the date of close. You know, this request is not really unreasonable because a land contract protects a seller more than if he or she gave you legal title to the property at the time of closing. Specify in the land contract that you'll pay the seller $155,000 at 8% interest only for 5 years, at the end of which time you will take legal title to the property. Your monthly payments will be $1,033. Even with the added monthly payment for taxes and insurance, which we'll assume to be $567, your total cash out of pocket will be $1,600 per month. Since the rental income is $2,400 per month, you will have approximately $460 per month of positive cash flow even after subtracting a 10% management fee and $100 per month cost for maintenance. This transaction is clearly a win-win situation for both parties. You're buying the property with very little money down. The seller has received more than 90% of their asking price, has the security of knowing that they've not conveyed legal title of the property to you, and still has an income, including your semiannual payments, of over $20,700 per year, which equates to roughly $1,700 per month.